It turns out these were two sides of what to study, which wasn't a matter of course. But after having a go at German and chemistry, he settled for law, and he found it to be drudgery, as many law students do, but persevered. Passed his exams, as he said, preparing for final exams like chewing sawdust, with many mouths chewed before. He got through it. He was our unpaid petitioner in a legal office for a year, and then got a job in the civil service in a state-run insurance company. He was concerned with the insurance of industrial workers against accidents. Besides processing the claims and often receiving them in person, he would go around the industrial region of Bohemia, inspecting factories, and writing reports on their safety precautions. So in a way, a very banal job, a necessary job, but he was, by all accounts, extremely conscientious, extremely good at it. So much so, in fact, when the Austrian Empire was dissolved, and he became a citizen of the first Czechoslovak Republic, he was one of only three employees in the firm to be kept on. Partly because he knew Czech very well, but also because of his efficiency.